I've also spent an unconscionable amount of time in the kitchen, in my stockinged feet, pawing through catalogs while I ate vanilla ice cream out of the container with a tablespoon. I'm not one of those paragons you run into on flap copy. Nor is this book for everybody. I find the world slightly ridiculous. I come by this naturally. My father died of cancer. He was very funny about it. That's my model. This is a book in which I take jobs I don't need, the kind of jobs others take out of necessity. If you think that this invalidates my experience, then nothing I write will convince you otherwise. I believe in the victory of empathy. A woman can understand what it means to be a man, the rich what it means to be poor, the sick how it feels to be well. In the preface to the memoir about his conversion, Surprised by Joy, C.S. Lewis reports, "I have been emboldened to write of it, his conversion, because I noticed that a man seldom mentions what he had supposed to be his most idiosyncratic sensations without receiving from at least one, often more, of those present the reply, 'What? Have you felt that too? I always thought I was the only one.'" I trust in the similarities we recognize between our secret selves and others. I expect the shock of this recognition to shatter the walls, stone walls of race, gender, and privilege that men and women construct and also lovingly maintain. Preface. In January of 1997, when I was training to be a car salesman, another man and I used to spend the afternoon coffee break together. "When you want to become a car salesman, does that mean you've hit the bottom of the barrel?" he asked finally, without meeting my eye. "No," I said. "It depends on what kind of salesman you turn out to be." I still believe that. There was quality at the auto store, at CompUSA, and even at Nobody Beats the Whiz. There were stinkers, too, of course, but they were also interesting to me. I was a stranger, a foreigner in the service economy. I lived most of my life in Westchester County and on Manhattan Island, which is where I took the jobs for this book, and yet I feel that in my research I have traveled a great distance. I'd always stood on the other side of the counter. I'd always been the mark. I was raised to disdain sales. When I went to work after college in 1970 as a reporter at the Rockland Journal News in Nyack, New York, I looked down on the advertising salespeople, even though they worked upstairs. I started at $100 a week. I believe they started at $115 and earned more if they actually sold advertising. So why did I finally step through the looking glass? How did I make the transition from senior editor at the Reader's Digest and a corner office in the Pan Am building, now MetLife, to the wide open floors of commissioned sales? Research? Yes and no. I wanted to write. In 1988, I left my job at the Reader's Digest, set out on my own, and published a book of my father's letters. I then wrote a novel, and for those of you who think nobody will turn down a book with Cheever at the top of the page, I'm here to tell you that they're out there, by the dozens. Ultimately, I cleared that hurdle and had one novel published, then a second. Three's the charm. The third would be my breakout book. My publisher was fired, and his imprint, Athenaeum, was closed down. I was sorry because Lee Gerner had become a friend, but I was not that sorry. I was free now to go to any publisher I chose. The first two books had gotten a good deal of positive critical attention, and as long as I had a publisher, other publishers were very friendly, practically lascivious. "If you're ever unhappy," they said, "give us a call. Wink, wink." Lucky them, I thought. Lucky me. I finished my third novel. It was sent out. There would certainly be a bidding war. No bidding war ensued. Not a shot was fired. Not an offer made. Not one. So maybe the book wasn't perfect. Some editor would roll up his sleeves, her sleeves. Working together, we'd make a masterpiece. That's what I thought. No sleeves were rolled. It's not as if they hadn't read my other books either. They had, and it's not as if they didn't know what I could do. They did know what I could do. Some editors